AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It was a nightmare of a train ride in California Monday night. The Alameda County Sheriff's Department says a large tree that fell onto the tracks during heavy rain caused a commuter train to derail, injuring 14 people. Sergeant J.D. Nelson telling us.
The rear portion of the train has come off the tracks. We have one car that's on its side and another car that is also on its side, but has slid down the embankment toward the water and is partially submerged.
Responders had to work through a fast-moving creek to get passengers out from the front car, which had plunged into the water. Everybody is out. A Nashville jury has awarded Erin Andrews $55 million in her lawsuit against a stalker who bought a hotel room next to her and secretly recorded a nude video. Attorney Mark Dedman, who represents the hotel companies, says they're disappointed.
We have always taken the position, our clients have, that this was a crime and Miss Andrews was a victim of a crime. That has not been in dispute. The question here was, who did that? We all agreed Mr. Barrett did that.
After a full day of deliberations, the panel said the stalker, Michael David Barrett, was responsible for 51% of the verdict, and the two hotel companies should share the rest, nearly $27 million. Texas Senator Ted Cruz made a last-minute, late-night campaign stop in Grand Rapids on the eve of the Michigan primary. Cruz says he understands that voters are angry, but they shouldn't take out their frustration by voting for Republican rival Donald Trump.
But the simple reality is, you don't solve that anger by voting for a man who has been part of that corruption for the last 40 years.
Republicans in Idaho, Mississippi, and Hawaii will also be voting Tuesday. Democrats vote in Mississippi and Michigan. This is AP Radio News. New York's mayor has ordered restrooms in city buildings open to transgendered users.
Mayor Bill de Blasio signed an executive order mandating that single-sex restrooms in city-owned buildings be open to the gender identity of the user.
We are the proud home of 25,000 transgender and gender nonconforming New Yorkers. They are part of the fabric of life in this city, and we honor them and we embrace them.
Access to bathrooms is a fundamental human right, de Blasio said, noting there have been 175 bills introduced around the country this year to force transgendered people to use the restroom or locker room assigned to the sex they were born with. Warren Levinson, New York.
Pedestrian deaths surged by an estimated 10% last year as the economy improved, the price of gas plunged, and motorists put more miles behind the wheel than ever before. That's according to an analysis of preliminary state traffic fatality data. It also says the use of distracting cell phones may have played a part. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.